Senidile Yalonganga, Courage of a Young Girl. This is the story of Kalisi Bese Bolatambu. Kalisi is a volunteer broadcaster with the Fijian programming group in Brisbane at Radio 4EB. And as a young girl of 14, Kalisi was sent from Fiji on a four-week holiday to relatives in Sydney. When her visit time expired, Kalisi spoke with her mum asking to return home to Fiji. Her mum said no, as she believed that Australia was the best place for her, a popular dream of parents from the Pacific. This decision resulted in trauma, abuse and homelessness, at one point in detention at Villawood Detention Centre. But as an overcomer, Kalisi is serving Australia and her people by using her experiences to positively impact the lives of others. She currently works as a community development officer in Brisbane and is an active member of the PIRG, the Pacific Island Reference Group, a not-for-profit organisation advising government on PI issues. This is a quote from Kalisi. My personal journey that defines my purpose and beliefs. Be mindful that whoever crosses your path is a blessing. There are no accidents in life. Everything happens for a reason. The question is, do you have the courage and the honour to take the path at the crossroads? Senidile Yalonganga, Courage of a Young Girl.
Memories of my childhood are filled with terror and sadness, domestic violence, alcoholism. My mother, my two younger sisters and I were the victims. I thought this was normal family life. While my mother was trying to earn to pay the bills, I took on the role as a parent looking after my sisters. I lost my innocence at such an early age. My parents sent me to live with relatives in faraway Sydney when I was 13. This was a common practice, sending children to live with relatives that they do not know, without any discussions with the children. Sydney was a huge culture shock for me. I was used to my small town, small school, small home and small friends. This city looked, sounded, smelt different, but most of all I missed my mum. It was difficult living with people I did not know. There was no warmth, no love, and no protection. I was lost. I started living on the streets with friends like me. This group of young people somehow knew what I was going through. They too were alone, kicked out, neglected, abandoned, and unloved. I found a sense of belonging with them. When I was homeless for a few months, I was sexually assaulted, physically abused. My world was filled with dark moments, sadness, hurt, and hopelessness. I tried to end this by failed attempts of suicide. I met someone who helped me escape the danger I was in. We worked on trying to build a happy life together. This was difficult as I was still experiencing the trauma of my past. Our son was born in 1991. Such a blessing he was. When he was 18 months old, I answered a knock at the door. Immigration officers escorted me away. I had arrived in Australia on a visitor's visa and now, not knowing what to do, failed to make an application. Someone in my family reported me. I was taken to Taree Police Station, where I was processed as a criminal, fingerprinted, strip-searched, and placed in a cold 10-foot cell with a foam-thin mattress on the floor. As I sat in there all alone, hurt, abandoned, broken, and violated, I got on my knees and prayed. I promised that I would devote my life to try to help one other person if I got out of this mess. That prayer gave me a sense of peace and strength. 2 days later, I was transferred to Villawood Detention Centre. I kept asking myself, what did I do that was so bad? Did I deserve to be treated like this? Am I a bad person? Is this what my life is for? I was released into the community 3 weeks later, and 3 months after, I received the best news of my life. My application for permanent residency was granted. My journey has shaped me for my work with individuals and families that have been affected by the judicial system. I believe that we should learn to treat others with understanding and respect. Be mindful that we as individuals are unique and different. We all have a story to tell, so take a chance and listen to someone's journey.